We're back here on Giants.com with your special weekend two-minute drill. I am John Schmelk. Turkey time might be over, but football time is coming your way on Sunday when the Giants travel down to the nation's capital to take on the Washington Redskins, a very important game in the NFC East playoff picture. Right now, the Giants have a one-game advantage over the Redskins. If they win this game and therefore have the tiebreaker against Washington, it will be a virtual three-game lead against Washington, which means it's a must-win for them, and it would be a great win for the Giants to really put them in the driver's seat in the NFC East. The Redskins this year have been a Jekyll and Hyde team. They've been bad on the road, but they've been great at their home stadium at FedEx Field. And a lot of it has to do with their quarterback, Kirk Cousins. At home this year, he has the best completion percentage in the NFL, the second best quarterback rating in the NFL, and most important, the Redskins are 4-1. A big reason, when Kirk Cousins plays well, the Redskins run the ball well. According to defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, everything feeds off that running game.
They're a very efficient offense, in my opinion, when they're very balanced. And they're very balanced when they're running the ball effectively. And he's the best. I know they are people here that research John Berger and his crew. He's the best play-action pass quarterback in the league in terms of quarterback rating. That's a challenge for us. And I think that all opens up when they're running the football. So, again, it always goes back to stopping the run first and getting the thing to be one-dimensional. I think he's really good when they're really balanced. It's our challenge to make sure that doesn't happen.
The Redskins also a much better running team at home with their dual running back combination of Alfred Morris and rookie Matt Jones, and Chris Thompson, a good receiver out of the backfield, is the third part of that triple threat. Bonus cut this week, Steve Spagnuolo on one of the big weapons of Kirk Cousins, Jordan Reed.
I think Reed is one of quality tight ends in this league. He runs like a wide receiver, and he's got a great catch radius because he's so big. And I think the quarterback's not afraid to throw him nine routes, back shoulder fades, slants. I think he has a real comfort level with throwing to him. So whoever covers him over there, whether we're all by ourselves covering him, doubling, whatever we do, we got to find a way to keep him from wrecking the football game.
Reed had a big game against the Giants in their first matchup this week. The Giants safeties and linebackers will have their hands full on a guy that really is a dynamic weapon through the air. Now, offensively for the Giants, they'll be playing without two of their offensive linemen. Justin Pugh is out, still coming back from that concussion, and Weston Richburg is doubtful with that ankle injury. That means Dallas Reynolds and John Jerry will both get the start. Offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo has been impressed with what they've done so far this year.
We had a good week this week. Dallas came in. We haven't missed a beat so far up front, and he does a nice job directing traffic for us. And we'll need a big week from those guys this week. Washington does a nice job up front creating some havoc.
Last week, after Reynolds came in for Richburg, both he and Jerry did a good job against the Patriots. They hope to continue that this week. As for the Giants, they're coming off their bye. They do something called the self-scout. Offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo knows one place they have to get better is scoring in the red zone.
We're number one in the league in turnover ratio. Defense and special teams are doing a great job getting us the ball, and we're taking care of it fairly well. But half of the giveaways are in the green zone. So when you turn the ball over five times down there, you have problems. Nine penalties, dropped balls, missed throws, and mental errors. And our focus needs to increase the longer you drive the ball.
And it's those turnovers that really grate on offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. The Giants, of course, overall the best in the league in terms of turnover differential. The Redskins are -5. Whoever wins that battle on Sunday could very well win the football game. That's your special weekend two-minute draw. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Have a great day, everybody.